Grace said to me this morning, do you want to come to the Gospel Feast by Wesley? I said, oh, why not? We sang it in Ridgewood not too long ago in the choir. She had put it together for us. And come, sinners, to the Gospel Feast. Let every soul be Jesus' guest. Ye need not one be left behind, for God hath bidden all mankind. So now, it's a familiar melody, and I think she has about five of these. So I do this in church all the time. I stand in the pulpit, and I just take faith that I'm not going to be singing alone. And you know what? Never have I been disappointed with this one. Come, sinners. Sinners saved by grace. And let's sing. Blessed Invitation. This is one of those songs, by the way, that has more to it. And my sister, the Wesley expert, at least for this camp season, pulled them out for me, and they have to do with the invitation to the feast and all the excuses that people made. I think you'd like this. So here goes. Come, sinners, we sang, to the Gospel Feast. Let every soul be Jesus' guest. Ye need not one be left behind, for God hath bidden all mankind. Sent by my Lord, on you I call. The invitation is to all. Come, all the world, come, sinner, thou, all things in Christ are ready now. Come, all you souls by sin oppressed, ye restless wanderers after rest, ye poor and maimed and halt and blind in Christ, a hearty welcome find. Now, if that sounds familiar, it's because we did sing those verses. Okay. Jesus to you his fullness brings, a feast of marrow and fat things, Do not begin to make excuse. Ah, do not you his grace refuse. Your grounds forsake, your oxen quit, your every earthly thought forget. Seek not the comforts of this life, nor sell your Savior for a wife. Have me excused. Why will ye say? Why will ye for damnation pray? Have you excused from joy and peace? Have you excused from happiness? Excused from coming to a feast? Excused from being Jesus' guest? From knowing now your sins forgiven? From tasting here the joys of heaven? Excused, alas, why should you be from health and life and liberty, from entering into glorious rest, from leaning on your Savior's breast? Sinners my gracious Lord receives, harlots and publicans and thieves, drunkards, and all ye hellish crew, I have a message now to you. The worst unto my supper press, monsters of daring wickedness, tell them, my grace for all is free, they cannot be too bad for me. This is the time, no more delay. This is the Lord's accepted day. Come thou this moment at his call and live for him who died for all. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'll live for him who died for me. How happy the